19, please.
From the Director of Parks, Recreation, and Culture, requesting authorization to create two additional classifications, park worker 3, park worker 4, within the seasonal workers' position, and create 3 steps within each worker classification. There is a revised report here that kind of clarifies the different positions that they're asking for. It is also going to personnel and it went to DAS and human resources.
Good afternoon, Ms. Lott.
Good afternoon. I'm Laura Schlesser, Chief of Administration and External Affairs for the Parks Department. This proposal creates a park worker 5 seasonal position with the ability to underfill a park worker 1, 2, 3, and 4. In addition, it would allow us to create 3 pay steps within each of these classifications. This is not a new concept. It's actually modeled after a very successful zoo personnel structure in which they have 6 zoo worker seasonal classifications. Gives us a lot of flexibility in staffing. It creates a career ladder for our seasonal positions. It allows us to give performance-based increases to our seasonal staff. And it also defines very clearly the job duties for each park worker that increase as the level increases.
For pay grade 5101, and we spoke with the phone, the hourly rate is now $10.86, and to go to the first step of the reclassified positions, $18. Could you give us some information as to why that would be?
You'll see a jump in the pay for the park worker 4 and park worker 5 positions. They are very similar and had been evaluated based on our park maintenance worker 1 seasonal and our positions based on those pay grades. Their skill level that we're requiring in their job description utilizes CDLs and use of very heavy, large equipment, as well as a lot of mentoring and training for other seasonals. So their job duties are commensurate with this pay range.
Mentoring and training. Supervisor Schmidt, thank you very much.
Thank you. It does look at this and always appreciate all the parts being available to yourself and Mr. Keegan to talk about these things. If it does provide more seasonal work hours, reducing the cost of seasonal, and most importantly, improves flexibility for the managers here. So is there any downside to this? I mean, I'm going to move approval, but you need to comment on, the 3 steps seems a lot in between each one of these. How fine is that? How long the kind of process normally takes for one of the 3 to 4 before they would get to 5? Or is there no really time situation? It just depends how much they want to get a driver's license and that kind of stuff.
That is correct. Within each job classification, there are certain licenses that are required. For instance, you brought up a driver's license. So depending on if they have that and if it's required within the job description, they could, in essence, get a bump within the pay grade within 500 hours of service.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
Motion approved, 6-0.
Thank you very
much. Thank you.